Well, the middle of summer doesn't mean you get depressed about, you know, fall coming. It means you just lean into it a little bit more. And coming to the Stayner Family Camp is a little bit of laughter, something you could enjoy. 5 sessions with Phil Calloway. He's all about just kind of looking at the lighter side of life. And he's our guest this morning. Hey, Phil.
Hey, Todd. Great to be with you.
So what can people expect? Maybe they've never been to the Stayner Family Camp or never been in your presence for what you have to say. What are you all about?
Oh, man. I when I show up someplace, there seems to be an expectation that we'll laugh a whole lot. And so we do that. I guess God gave me this gift of a warped mind many, many years ago. And it's been a lot of fun. And particularly now, being through, you know, having gone through what we have the last couple of years, I'm finding that audiences want to laugh until root beer comes out their nostrils. And we just have an absolute blast together. This is clean comedy, and comedy with a purpose. I found out many years ago when I was a comedian, things were going incredibly well for me, and that was an easy time of life. And then suddenly, boom, some very hard times crawled into our lives. Times that I've written about in my books, but you know, you find out that there is this deep-seated joy that comes from knowing Christ, from knowing that whatever happens, He will never leave us. And so we want to celebrate all of those things with great humor.
When you laugh, it just seems you forget all of those problems, right? Or there's a different perspective that comes in, isn't there?
There really is, and a lot of people thank me for that. We get such mail from our radio program coming in. It's just kind of stunning to see how many people are dealing with difficulty in their lives and finding joy in what I do. I got into comedy really to cheer my mother up, Todd, because she dealt with deep depression, and I was about 5 years of age when I'd go into her room and try to make her laugh, and I discovered the magic, the power of comedy. She would often start to smile and grin, and then she would laugh, you know, at my funny faces, whatever I was doing, and get up and go to the kitchen and make me breakfast, which was my first paying gig, I suppose. But, you know, now it kind of comes full circle, because here I've been dealing with difficult stuff as well, and people are telling me, you know, you have no idea what this does to cheer us up. I had a lady right near Barrie, Ontario, come to me after an event, and she took my hand in hers. She was 82, and she said, you know, she said, my husband passed away. I nursed him with Alzheimer's and dementia recently, and he passed away. And she said, but I wake up beside you every morning. Listening to, so, you know, we laugh and thank God for what he can do. I mean, he used a donkey, so he can use a guy like me as well.
And thank you for putting some of the humor down in print as well. You've got your latest book out. It's called Laugh Like a Kid Again. And Lee Strobel said it was a masterpiece of joy. I mean, wow, that he's a serious guy. So you must have made him laugh.
Well, I paid him $20 to say that. And
good move.
He was very kind. No, I didn't. He's been a good friend for a long time. In fact, he stole a line for his latest book, the last sentence he stole from me, unashamedly. And it was just on what he wants on his tombstone. I said years ago, I told him this on the phone. I wanted to say he found God's grace too amazing to keep to himself. Yeah. And he said, that's what I want. But he's just a great guy, and I'm, you know, once again, so grateful for the response to a book like this. It's, you know, the average child, they tell us laughs 200 times a day, but by the time we're the average adult, we're down to about 4 laughs a day, Todd, which I think is really crazy. But you look at it and say, why is that? Well, you know, I suppose we mature, and you know, joy gets sacrificed on the altar of busyness and the kids and whatever else comes into our lives. And so this book is all about that, and the time at Stayner Family Camp will be about that, finding joy in difficult times, in times that are stress-filled, in times where we have no idea what's coming our way next. And so Laugh Like a Kid Again is just filled with stories of hope, of joy, and it's just been a blast to be a writer all these years. I'm stunned at how many people will pick up these books because they contain some humor and give them to a non-believing friend, someone who has really little or no faith. in God, and we've seen pretty cool things happen as a result of that as well.
And I love your quote, laughter is, you can verify if it is indeed your quote, laughter is a windshield wiper. It won't stop the rain, but it'll keep you going. I love that.
Yeah, I think it's true, right? It's not the end of it all for us. You know, when your wife, like mine, has dealt with epilepsy for many years, laughter is not always easy to find, but it can kind of clear the windshield so you can see a little more clearly. Yeah. And realize that, you know, God is in control. It's going to be okay. This is not the end. And he's promised to work all things together for good to those who love him. And some of, you know, people that I talk with say, well, you know, it doesn't look that way right now. Well, this is not the end. And he's still at work, so we can be encouraged.
You'll have copies of his book at Stainer Family Camp, July 29th through August 1st, the Civic Holiday Weekend. Come and see Phil Calloway, laugh, and get your windshield wipers going. Phil Calloway has been our guest. Thanks so much, Phil.
Great to be with you, Todd. Thanks for what you guys do there on 100.3 FM. We think you're fantastic.